Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip is for the men out there. Sorry, ladies. It is the wisdom of Masoud Ayoub. Yes, that Masoud Ayoub. He posted a message to the GRRN message board and gave me permission to use it on the show. Also, thanks go to Daeglin for bringing the post to my attention. Mass writes, "Bottom line, smart arm men don't use urinals, period." Back in the mid-80s, a very savvy LAPD vice cop clued me in on a popular mugging technique among that city's scumbags. They jump a guy at the urinal, palm heel strike him in the base of the skull, and smash his face into the wall, then place their open knife on his exposed member and assume the negotiating posture. I figured out pretty quick from that there ain't too many critters more vulnerable than a man with his face to the wall and his male organ in his gun hand. Learn from the big city vice cops and use the stall. It gives you a buffer zone and creates a reactionary gap, allowing you enough reaction time to respond effectively to an attack if the assailant tries to get through the locked stall door. There was a Hollywood B-movie star a few years after my conversation with that vice cop who probably wished he knew what the cop knew. He managed to tick off a guy at a club. The guy followed him into the men's room, waited until he was at the urinal, and came up behind him with a knife, stabbed him in the kidney, and pumped the blade. The victim almost died and wound up losing a kidney. Now, Mass also wanted me to make certain I gave credit to the source of his information. He further wrote, "Credit should go to the cop who passed the tip on to me. It was Rich Wemmer of the LAPD, one of the resident officer survival experts, a lieutenant at the time and later promoted to captain, probably retired by now. One of the all-time great police survival instructors." I also wanted to remind everyone that this show is called Practical Defense for a reason. Good, bad, funny, or uncomfortable, if you need to know it, we'll cover it. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.